I do want to say, Joe was talking about the STEM program. We actually have a STEM participant, Andrea Cataquist. She's going to be presenting to the parents this afternoon. So we do have someone from Illinois who's also participated in our STEM program. I also want to let you guys know that Illinois has two listservs, one for our students. So for every student in here, you should really be a member of the Illinois Association of Blind Students. We post everything that we think is relevant to you as a student and just as a member of the NFBI. And then we have our general listserv for our members. And the way to join that is by going to nfbnet.org and then searching down to where you see the Illinois component of the page, and you can join both of those listservs. And like I said, I urge everyone to join because that's where we post all of our information about this convention, about student seminars, about spring seminars, about national convention. So it's well worth joining, and we try to make the subject lines relevant so that you know that it's going to be something important. Now, you've just heard our great national report from Joe Ruffalo. We are now going to hear from a representative of the National Association of Blind Students, and we're going to hear all about what NABS is doing. I bring to you Luke Swink, treasurer of the, he's from Kansas, and he's treasurer of NABS. Luke?
Hello. Okay, firstly, I'd like to thank you guys all for inviting me here. It's this is actually why I wanted to become involved on the NABS board, was so I could travel around and meet my extended Federation family. But I didn't tell President this. I am an undergrad of exercise physiology. So, along with that, I know that exercise boosts cognitive function. So therefore, I don't want you sleeping, so I'd like everybody to stand up.
No face lifts, wait.
No face lifts. Okay, now, and it's perfect, too, because we're at circle tables. So if you're able, I want you to take a lap around your table. just one. Don't. They're making us exercise. Just a quick lap. There you go. Great. Now, when you get back to your seat, put your back to your chair. Put your back, I guess it'd be more of your butt, to your chair. In the exercise, we call that the glute, the gluteus maximus.
Mine is maximus, too.
And then pretend there's about a 2-foot wall in front of you. Now, what you're about to do is when you're sitting, your hip flexors get really tight, so you're going to loosen up your hips a little bit. So you're going to act like you're stepping over that 2-foot wall, so take a step forward over your 2-foot wall, and then take a step back. Now, both feet over the wall, fully step over your wall, and then make sure to get it nice and high to step back over your wall. Yeah, you guys feel that burn? Nice and high. Do that 2 or 3 times. Nice high wall. 2 feet. There you go. And you're going back down. Okay. Now you guys can sit in, now that you're awake. Hopefully you'll listen to me now.
Facelift exercise.
Okay. So, as President Riccobono greeted you through Joe, our president, Catherine Webster, she's from Connecticut and she's currently studying at Wake Forest, also wishes she could be here. Right now, she decided to go to the Mile High City of Denver, so she's doing what I'm doing just in Denver, and so she sent me on her behalf on the invitation of President Denise Avant and the rest of the NFBI board. So myself and her are very pleased and honored to have been invited to speak with you a little bit and let us know and give us an opportunity to let you know what we're doing. And then hopefully at the end, you can, especially students, can let me know what we can do for you. So, starting out, we have two main programs that we administer. The first one is the NABS Rep program, and that gives us the opportunity to come. We make it to about half of the state conventions. It depends on who invites us. Sometimes we show up uninvited, but we try to make it, at least have the funds available to make it to at least half of the state conventions. And that's, you know, very straightforward. We come and give our NABS report, and we help build student organizations, resurrect student organizations, or you guys have a decent student organization, so I'm here to kind of help them along, transition if necessary, or just kind of spitball ideas with them. I actually just came 2 weeks ago from Oregon. Oregon hadn't had a student division in, they tell me they've never had a student division, but I know there's been students from Oregon. But we just started an official, they call themselves ORABS. So Oregon Association of Blind Students. They have 7 members, four on the board, and they are brimming over the top with ideas. So that was amazing to be a part of and help begin. I went to Minneapolis. And so that was nice. I got to meet Quinn and Cody. I say that I'm here to help them, but Cody actually helped me. I stole his fundraising idea for my convention.
Borrow.
I'll give it back in a couple years. So I've been traveling around. We've been to California. We had a rep in California. Right now we have a rep in Delaware. We went to Washington, Denver. I don't think we're going to Arkansas this year. And I'm sorry, I forget. There's a couple more we're going to this year. And New Jersey. I guess that's kind of a representative, but V lives there, so that doesn't really count. All right, and then our second program is the one I'm most excited about. It's our Washington Seminar Sponsorship Program. So I know especially the Illinois affiliate is very good at sponsoring at least one student to be able to go and participate in Washington Seminar, but not all affiliates have the money or the means or the time to sponsor students. So that's when NAB steps in, and last year we were able to sponsor 25 students to go to Washington Seminar. So we covered anything that they needed. They submitted an application, and some just needed a train ticket, some needed a train ticket and food, some needed a train ticket, food, and hotel, and each combination. So we were able to provide that. We allot about $300 per student. Some have more, some have less, and we just work to have a good, strong student presence at Washington Seminar, because we on the NABS board feel that it's very important for students to stay involved in our legislative activities, especially in activities like Aim High or the Marrakesh Treaty that would directly affect us. So of course, doing all those two are very expensive programs. So we have 4 committees that we have broken up into. The first one is the most important, and I have been given the privilege and or the heavy workload of being the fundraising committee chair. With that, you will get a sales pitch right now. I have with me 6 of the only remaining student success toolkits that are not claimed. This is a flash drive. It has anything from tutorials on accessibility software to healthy living tips, healthy living recipes. We have templates for cover letters and resumes on there. Just tons of resources. And this is available to you for $10 for a 4 GB flash drive with all that information on there. I know. We spoil you. So, like I said, I only have 6. So the first 6 people that put cash or check in my hand will get the last remaining 6 flash drives. Then we have a member named Harry Staley out of Texas. He works for the Department of Defense, and he is a computer and software programming guru. He has agreed to donate 40 hours of his time for anybody who needs any work done, any web work done, whether it's for your personal business or for the affiliate or your chapter. If you want to create a website, he can do anything on a computer you want. And all those proceeds, he charges $50 an hour, and he's donated 40 hours, and that will go directly to NAPS. So we help. Let us help you. And then in turn, you will help us. So the person to contact would be me if you are interested, and I will put you in contact with Harry. My number is 620-717-3122. My email is luke.schwink, S-C-H-W-I-N-C-K, at hotmail.com. So let me know. Now, moving along, we are planning NABS Cafe. Who plans on going to Washington Seminole? NABS Cafe will be one of the evenings. It's usually the second or third evening, I want to say. And we have a live auction. We have live music. We have hors d'oeuvres circulating through. We have a big, just like, towering table of desserts. Like, dessert upon dessert upon dessert. It's heavenly. And then we have a bar, of course. So that will be available. I'm busy planning that right now. But that's enough about fundraising. Now we move on to our legislative committee. It's chaired by Michael Osborne of Reno, Nevada. And right now he is very busy gathering letters in support of Aim High. We've procured letters from individuals as well as universities. We've had a letter written in support of Aim High by Wake Forest University, and there's two other universities that I don't know. But three universities have supported Aim High, and so if you have had an accessibility issue at your school, please contact me or Michael Osborne, and just we can help you write a letter just detailing the issues you've had, or if you are a good writer, just send in a letter, and that will help on a national scale. These letters mean a lot more than you may think. So that some our senators and representatives don't always know what's going on. So to hear personal stories is the most powerful tool that I believe we have. Moving on, we have our membership committee, and that's kind of what it sounds like. It's reaching out to our membership. We have we reach out on Facebook and Twitter, so they work very closely with our communications committee, and they administer the NABS notes, which is basically our newsletter that lets you know what's going on with all four committees and NABS. And I save the best for last. The thing I take most pride in is the NABS listserv. Anybody can be on it. Your President Denise Avant, is on it, and I would encourage every student to be on it. It's just a good forum that you can go to and ask questions or voice concerns that you're having, and you have the entire Federation family there to give you answers. So, and the best thing I like about it is it's not just, hey, my instructor isn't giving me accessibility, what should I do? I've seen a question on there about a kid who was invited to his first college party, and he was a little nervous. So he was given advice from all over the country. You know, what do I do? What are some safety protocols I should have in place? How do I get there? How do I get from there? And it was just cool to see the response, and it was a judgment-free, completely safe zone that he could voice his concerns and get helpful, constructive advice. And that's really what NABS is here for. We're here to support individual students in their endeavors. We're here to help them with advocacy, help connect them with people who can help them, and build up the Federation from the foundation, and that is students. Does anybody have any questions? I have, what, two more minutes? Two more minutes. So I have time for a couple questions if anybody has. For students out there, I would encourage you, you can become involved at a national level if you're a good writer. You can be, we could use good writers on communications. I could always use good people on fundraising, and it's not just knocking door to door. It's we apply for grants, we plan events at national convention and Washington seminars. So it's very it's not knocking on doors like a lot of people may think is fundraising. So just let me know if you want to become involved and just come to a committee. What, one question? Yeah, come talk to me and I can explore what your skills are, what your interests are, and then I can either, I can put you to work or I can put you into contact with the respective chairperson of the committee that you might be most interested or most well suited for.
Thank you, Luke.